Zakta Mishnah Vayta Masechtas Ma'idkat and Peri Gimel Mishnah Ches. Again, things that are not done on Choyl Hamayid. Ein Manichan Asamita Berachayif. They don't put down the mita with the mess on it in the center of the city the way they would do it throughout the rest of the year. Their minig was to take out the mita with the mess on it, not in Aaron, the mita. And they would put down the mita in the center of the city. Chalamayit, it's not done. Shalela Hargol as a Hespit. If the mita with the mess is going to be laying over here, people will come by, they're going to start saying a hesped, they're going to say, oh, he was such a good person, oh, Gevald, he was such a tzaddik, and so on. You're not supposed to make a hesped on Chalamayit. V'loy shel noshim li'arla. And the mita with noshim were never placed by the chayvir, even throughout the year. That was the covet of the noshim. We learned that from the pasuk. The pasuk says, v'tamasha miriam v'tikaver sham. This teaches us, samach l'misa kfura. Vayitra says the Mishnah, Noshim b'moyed me'anais. It was mutter for the women to cry out together. Words of pain, words of tsar on the mace. When they are melava the mace, when they accompany the mace on Chalamayit. Avaloi mitapches, but it's also for them to clap with their hands. Sometimes when a person is in anguish, he claps with his hands out of anguish. Because that's me'ir hesbid and too much crying. Rabbi Shmuel says, the Batrur has the Gersa, Reb Shimon says, Hasmuchas l'mita metapchis. The women that are standing mamish near the mita, the mess is in front of them, it's mutter for them even to bang one hand against the other. But the halacha is not like Reb Shimon, says the Tanakhama. So in our Mishnah we learned that in Chalamayit they do not place the mess down in the center of the town. We don't want to bring on Hespedim, which is Aser on Chol Hamayit. The mita of Nashim is never put down. That's the Kavod, that's learned from Miriam. That's the Kavod for Nashim. During Chalamayit, the women cry out, they cry, they scream, but they don't clap their hands. Even in his tsar, he's told exactly how far he's allowed to go. Rabbi Shmuel says, some say Rabbi Shimon, those that are standing mamish near the mita, they can even clap their hands.